As Seattle grows, traffic is getting worse and worse. You might have tried to escape the brake lights by driving through narrow neighborhood streets. But the rules of the road there aren't as straightforward. And that prompted a question for KUOW's Local Wonder.
My name is Alan Prescott, and I'm very curious about why we have so many unmarked intersections in Seattle.
KUOW's Carolyn Adolph hit the streets to find out.
Alan Prescott asked about this because he lives on a street in Wallingford with lots of cars around and no stop signs. He says it's fine for residents.
They'll slow and they'll look and they'll creep. But there's enough people that don't live here and don't understand unmarked intersections that blow right through them that you can't make the assumption that everyone understands how they work.
Unmarked intersections do have a way that they work. It's in the Washington Driver's Manual.
Right makes right. You look right, and if someone's coming, they're right. They have the right of way. If there's no one to the right, you have the right of way. And I didn't know it until my ex-wife had an accident. And that's how I discovered. This is how I know right is right, because she got a ticket for failure to yield because she didn't have the right of way.
So that's the first reason there are so few stop signs on neighborhood streets in Seattle. The unmarked intersections are still regulated. Here's the second reason there are so few stop signs. A little uncertainty is good for safety. Ben Peterson bikes with his daughter by Whittier Elementary. He also asked about stop signs.
Just nobody knows who to yield to?
Because even if you remember right of way, you can't count on everybody else.
So either you're very tentative as you ride through on a bike, or you sort of try to take the initiative, but then you gotta watch out for cars and people walking. It's tricky without stop signs.
But Dong-Ho Chang of Seattle's transportation department says most times it's best to have drivers on edge so they slow to a crawl.
Lower speeds, cautious behavior, you could avoid collisions, right? So that's really the paradigm for safety in our city.
It's kind of a way to just keep everybody hypervigilant. Is that it?
Absolutely. We want everybody to pay attention when you're driving on residential streets.
There, it's a civil engineering plot for our own good.
Well, it's not a plot, but really the way that we have our communities laid out, it's been very effective.
And I think that's magical thinking, City of Seattle. Sorry.
This is Allison Maroney, who also asked the stop sign question. She lives in Rainier Beach, and her son will one day attend Emerson Elementary.
It seems incomprehensible that there could be an elementary school and no stop sign anywhere.
Because, she says, people zone out a little bit when they drive.
Seeing stop signs, we know what to do. We see the stop sign, we brake. And I think a lot of people who live in the neighborhood know there's no stop sign here, and they just blow through it.
This is the third reason why there are so few stop signs in Seattle, and it's counterintuitive. People do blow through intersections, and they will even do it at a stop sign, especially if they think it's not necessary. Dong-Ho Chang.
And that one time of ignoring it really could have severe consequences.
The crash data shows that there are way more accidents at intersections in Seattle that have stop signs than at those that have none. There is an approach that reduces collisions by 97%. Traffic circles. They're expensive, and they go in where crash data warrants. So maybe the question isn't, why aren't there more stop signs? Maybe it's, how soon can we have more traffic circles? In Seattle's Wallingford neighborhood, I'm Carolyn Adolph for Local Wonder.